From PRI, Public Radio International in Los Angeles, I'm Tavis Smiley. Although most people will agree that an education is an essential and invaluable tool to help prepare young people to become adults, there has been a great debate about the best method, public, private, charter, or even homeschooled. There are examples of success and failure, of course, in any of these forms of education, but the one least often mentioned, I think, is homeschooling. 15-year-old actor and producer, the J-Man, Joshua Denard, is out to change that with his own TV show. That's right, you heard me, 15-year-old actor and producer, TV host. And his DVD titled, But What About School? Extol the Virtues of Homeschooling. The young entertainer and entrepreneur joins me now in my L.A. studios. Joshua, nice to have you on the program.
Good to be here.
You been all right?
Yeah, I've been good.
This is radio, obviously, and so people cannot see this. So because they can't see this, you have this, like, larger-than-life afro. And, I mean, it is a big throwback to the 70s afro that this 15-year-old kid sports. I was teasing when he walked in because it's perfectly cropped. It's perfectly round. The trim is on the money. First of all, what made you want to rock the fro? And then how do you keep it looking so good every day?
I used to go to a private school in the third grade. I was homeschooled, so I wanted to go to school for at least a year or two. Mm-hmm. I was the only black kid in my class. I guess I wanted to be different. But then it kind of grew on me. I had it for about 6 years now, so it's me.
Okay, so how do folk respond to you when they see you?
I go out places, I don't know what to expect because my friends go out with me and people are always staring at me. And my friends don't know if they're staring at me, if they're staring at my afro. But everywhere I go, like everybody in Universal, Six Flags, I just get stared at.
And what do the girls think of it?
Man, touch it.
Yeah.
Everybody
wants to touch it.
Yeah, can I leave my handprint in it? Can I touch it? Like random people, can I touch your hair? Like, go on ahead. I keep my pick with me now because I learned everybody's going to ask.
Everybody wants to touch your hair. You just let them touch it and you pick it back out again.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me how you got interested in doing this kind of work. That is to say, the kind of TV, the kind of acting, the kind of hosting work that you do.
I've been in production since I've been about 3. I was working with my mom's production company, and at 4, I was a professional model, had my first agent. At 5, I was starting to speak at Career Day. So I've always been doing it. It was just kind of something, I guess I can say, I was born wanting to do, because when I was younger, I wanted to be a veterinarian who produced and acted in his own television show. So it's kind of, I've just been wanting to do it all my life. And my mom, she groomed me to do it so I can do what I'm doing today.
So tell me about your appreciation, your embrace of homeschooling. As I mentioned, there's so many ways to be educated, and you are a 15-year-old proponent of homeschooling. Tell me how the homeschooling thing started for you and why you think it's a good way of educating kids.
I've been homeschooled since the 4th grade. It started for me because of acting classes. I golf, so homeschooling lets you do things you can't normally do. I could maximize my entire day, do schoolwork in the car, do it at night. I could just use all 24 hours of my day. And what I think is good about homeschooling is, like I said, you get to do what you need to do and what you want to do. And the bad thing about homeschooling is you do start to miss the simple things. That's in my show, we say homeschooling is not for everybody. It's a choice the kid and the family has to make because some people just can't do it.
When you say that it's not for everybody, give me an example of something that you think people might have a difficult time with being homeschooled.
Some people might have, even I had trouble with time management. I would be on one subject, like I would be on science for 4 hours and I wouldn't want to do math because I was burnt out. So get you a timer and time yourself an hour. But some people can't do that because I was stuck like that for probably 3 years until my mom forced me to say, look at your timer. And other than that, it's just homeschooling is basically just self-discipline. If you don't have it, homeschooling, you can't do it.
I was about to say, if you're not disciplined, that's going to be a problem. How does your mother manage your curriculum? I mean, I hear your point now about how much time you spend on each subject, but give me a sense of what you're studying right now.
Well, homeschool is a 4.5-hour program, and I do all the core classes, math. English, science, history. I'm in the 9th grade. I'm doing 10th and 11th grade classes. So homeschool is always probably a year or two ahead because it says from 9th to 11th grade instead of just 9th grade. It says from 8 to 12 instead of from just 11 and 12.
Tell me about your TV show.
The show is called But What About School? And we compare homeschool to public and private school We show kids that there's other things. We go to restaurants, hangouts. We've been to Brazilian restaurants. We like to show kids that it's more than just school and the mall. Because even my friends, they go from home, school, come back home, go to the mall. I want to show them that it's many, many more things out there. So that's what the show is about, just teaching kids how to look beyond what the eyes can see and open their mind.
Mm-hmm. So what do you want to do with all this? So once you've been homeschooled and complete this program and off to college, I presume?
Yes. I still want to be a veterinarian who produced and acts in his own television show. But also, I want to own a network.
Now, you do realize that when you do this veterinarian thing, you can't become a veterinarian homeschooled. You have to go to somebody's school.
Yes, I know that.
Your mom ain't letting them animals in the house.
No.
She going to change your mind real fast about this homeschooling thing when you start bringing them animals up in the crib.
Actually, when I was in Atlanta, I had probably 4 dogs, a cat, and I worked on a farm. Like, that was my job when I was younger, and I volunteered at a veterinarian hospital. So she was pretty cool. She supported me with the animals and everything, but she didn't let too many in the house. Yeah. I couldn't get a ferret or an iguana. I had to stick with cats and dogs.
His name is Joshua Denard. As you can tell by our conversation, he is a delight to spend time with. They call him the J-Man, out to get his report card with all A's on it in his homeschooling process, while at the same time educating young people on the importance of education overall. For more information about Joshua, you can log on to our website at tavistalks.com. Joshua Denard, you have a bright future. Your future is so bright. In fact, you ought to be wearing sunglasses. But I'm glad to have you on the program. I look forward to hearing and reading about you and your many accomplishments in the coming months and years. So it's an honor to have you on the program.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.